Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And what did you say, Mike? The general theme here is that at some point, something belonged to someone else, and at another point, it didn't.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's just get started. You might remember this story from a week ago or so. Mike brought it to us. But look, if you ever have to be somewhere really important, maybe plan ahead a little better. So a guy named Cody Adams, he was at a gas station in Stillwater, Oklahoma last week, but he had to get to a court appearance in Pawnee, which is 30 miles away. It's a pretty serious charge for possessing a stolen vehicle, so he could not be late. But no one at the gas station would give him a ride. So he decided his best option was to steal another vehicle. Now, someone left their truck running with the doors unlocked, so he hopped in and took off. Now, that truck belonged to an EMT supervisor. They had a pretty good idea of where Cody was headed because he just told everyone at the gas station that he needed a ride to court in Pawnee. So cops caught up with him as he was walking into the courthouse. The good news is he did make his hearing. The bad news is that they took him straight to jail after hearing and booked him on fresh charges. He admitted that he took the truck but claimed he was, quote, just borrowing it, not stealing it.
Okay.
No harm, no foul, but he's stupid. Now we go to Florida, where a woman's hankering for a late-night snack, but ended with her ducking for cover as the Uber Eats driver spit in her face, and then for good measure, stole her full yard decor after she confronted the driver by taking some of her food.
Damn.
So Alexandra Aguilar, that's the Uber Eats driver, she went to a home shortly before midnight to make a delivery. The woman inside of the home said she went outside and confronted her after seeing the delivery woman take some of her food from the bag that she'd ordered. Now, when both women were under the overhang above the entrance to the front door of the home, the victim says she saw Aguilar holding her $10 Happy Fall, Y'all sign.
Now, Happy Fall, Y'all.
That's what it said on the sign. $10. Now, when the victim grabbed the sign, she said the pair began arguing, and Aguilar then spit in her face. Now, after being spat on, the victim said she covered herself with a sign and moved to the furthest point from the suspect before she was stopped by the closed front door. That's when Aguilar took a decorative urn from the victim's yard and walked back to her car, where the victim said she saw her decorative columns by the suspect's vehicle. Now, after Aguilar left, the victim said she was missing four, not one, not two, not three, but four decorative plaster pumpkins worth $75 each.
What, did she, like, walk up to the door, like, eating french fries? I mean, how in the hell did she...
Well, the cops ended up tracking Aguilar down to her home, and she admitted to making a delivery to the victim's address. Now, the victim says she was not able to pick Aguilar out of a photo lineup due to a brain injury that impacted her memorization ability. However, based on her description, they knew they had the right person. Anyway, investigators arrested Aguilar based on the victim's statement, the suspect's statement, and records from Uber Eats. She was charged with burglary, with assault, and grand theft from a dwelling. So she ate her food, spit in her face, and stole her Halloween decor, including the Happy Fall, Y'all sign.
Oh, no.
Only available in the Southeast,
I'm guessing.
Happy Fall, Y'all.
And now we stay in Florida. This time we go to Orlando, where a mailman is accused of tossing away more than 1,000 pieces of mail, including 400 pieces of political mail and one election ballot. So on Friday, federal authorities arrested Otis McCoy. Boy, that's a name. They arrested Otis McCoy for stealing U.S. mail and dumping it in the woods instead of, I don't know, delivering it to his assigned route. Now, according to court documents, a co-worker told McCoy's manager that he'd returned from his routes earlier than expected, despite leaving with, quote, a very large quantity of mail. The manager checked McCoy's vehicle's GPS and learned that he had deviated from his route to a wooded lot where the co-worker found several pieces of mail scattered around. A postal inspector, he began an investigation into the incident. He obtained surveillance video from a nearby residence that shows McCoy arriving at the wooded lot in the postal van. Stills from the surveillance video included the criminal complaint show a man standing near the van, appearing to throw the mail into the trees and bushes. Other pictures in the complaint show pieces of mail littered in the bushes, trees, and across the ground. And in one of the pictures, you can see what appears to resemble a Florida absentee mail-in ballot lying beneath a bush. So his goal wasn't necessarily the political crap that we're hearing right now.
He just didn't want to do his job.
He just wants to be done.
It was 1,000 pieces of mail. It was one ballot, right? And he just tossed it all in there.
Okay.
So again, we have the guy who inexplicably stole a vehicle to make it to court on time, because they stole the vehicle. We have the Uber Eats driver in Florida who ate some of the victim's food, spit in her face, and stole a lot of her fall decor. And finally, the mailman in Orlando, Florida, just decided, 1,000 pieces of mail. That's not the first time that's happened.
That
happens more often than you'd like it to.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The guy in Oklahoma, he got arrested again, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, the vehicle he stole, one, it was the EMT supervisor, okay? But the one thing is, remember, he's at the gas station saying, I need to go to court in Pawnee. So when he stole the guy's truck, he basically called ahead to the courthouse and said, this guy's going to be showing up.
Okay. I think the Uber Eats driver in this case sucks the most.
Why? Which particular offense?
You ate my food.
Ate the food.
You spit on my face.
Yeah.
You take my garden gnome and whatever signs I got out there.
Happy fall, y'all.
Yeah. And, I mean, all you wanted to do was get your food. And now
that's it.
Now, I don't know what's gone. I don't know what this, you know, like, did she take a bite of pasta? Then I don't want to eat the pasta. Did she take a bite of someone's hamburger?
Just keep in mind.
Was she eating a piece of chicken?
Like, this was a midnight order, so I'm thinking this is, you know, this is like munchy or drunk food. You know what you've ordered and you really want it.
Right, he shows up with 18 nuggets. I'm pissed.
Right. Yeah, seriously.
Or it could be Taco Bell and there's just a bean burrito missing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would never order any of those things at midnight.
Clearly.
No. I'm sure that the postal worker was fired for his actions.
I'd probably get arrested. That's actually a federal offense.
All right, so he's gonna pay the price for that. I just think the guy in Oklahoma who stole an EMS vehicle to get to the...
It wasn't even vehicle. It was just the guy who's the supervisor of the EMT. He stole his personal vehicle. Yeah.
All right. He is just a moron.
You think?
He is just an idiot. So I don't even realize... I don't even think this guy knows how dumb he is. So
yeah.
I'm going to say that he sucks the least. He was trying to make it to court.
He was.
I mean, he was doing what he was supposed to do. You just don't steal a vehicle to
His
get there.
His heart was in the right place.
I agree with you that Uber Eats driver sucks the most. Also, I think there's a little lesson there for you, Miles.
What's that?
You're always like, you could steal a cup of fries. No, you can't.
Yeah. No, I always say don't eat fries in the car. That's my rule. So that you never even broach that.
Also, you could tell because generally most fast food places now do a good job of taping.
Yes.
There's like a little, and usually you're like your receipts on it. So like if that seal is broken, it's like, USOB, you ate some of my fries.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go outside the box here. I think the mailman sucks the least.
Huh.
Because back in my day, we had a saying called going postal. And that's because postal employees were losing their S and shooting people.
Yeah.
So I think this postal employee is losing his S, just wants to go home.
Clearly.
And he just said, screw it, I'm throwing this out in the woods.
Somebody here says 1,000 pieces of mail is basically a whole route, depending on the size of the route.
All right.
That's from John the Mailman at University Place.
Oh, what's up, John? I wonder what he did, too.
What do you mean? With the extra time?
Yeah, because he's in a mail truck, so like...
Where did he have to be?
It's not that odd for the mail truck to be stopped. So in theory, you could just sit somewhere and play around on your phone and waste 4 hours. But, he wanted to get his peers off earlier, be done with the route.
Correct, because he got back to the post office so early that a coworker got suspicious.
Yes, I'm like, I don't know. Is there a sports game on? Did he just want to go home and lay on the couch?
I don't know.
Did he want to go to the bar and get a brewski?
Right, I was thinking, like, what was going on that day? Was it a sporting event? I mean, he's a guy.
I don't know.
I think he just snapped. That's why I'm happy he just threw out mail and nothing more. That's why I'm taking him to suck the least.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.